Your logical mind is to create a tragedy to kill the people, because all our love stories are tragic. But love itself wants to do something. Let's imagine there is love, okay? Let's give him a personality or give her a personality. Give her a personality. He's a very talkative person, first of all, right? And he talks about one thing only, passionately. About what? About love. In a way, love is deeply in love with love and wants to expand, wants to go in the heart of whoever, doesn't care who, wants to go to the heart. It's like the sunrise. Sunrise wants to do one thing and one thing only. Illuminate everywhere. When it comes up, it will seek the darkest corner just for the sake of light and nothing else. Not to be good, not to be useful. That's what we later discover in beauty, because beauty will do the same. Temptation is the same. Therefore, this parrot is not love. This parrot is lover. There is something in the parrot, which is in the merchant as well. The merchant doesn't know it. And at the end of the story, the merchant will discover that, oh yeah, because it's one point only. Now we come to that logical relation. Yes, we need to reinforce the connection. This is what animal does, right? What is life? A living creature? Oh, the simplest one are archaic. The rest are these single cells. They learn how to communicate. We come together and build up this. This complicated universe we see is made up by what? Single cells learning to connect, learning to communicate. This is the parrot. Parrot wants to communicate. With whom? Only with lovers, with the free people. Parrot that cannot even communicate with the merchant that loves the parrot. These are the dilemma of the story. Okay. We're talking about this story, and Rumi arrived to a very, very long paragraph, started with the poem of his master, his teacher he remembered, and he started to talk about something. What was that thing? He started to talk about exception. He started and said the whole world became jealous because God is superior to all the world in jealousy. If I read this, I think this is a hate letter. This shouldn't be published, because this English gave me something negative. In the Persian, he talks about ghayu, which is not jealous, which is different, other. And he said, you know what? When I'm talking about the otherness, there is one other which is other than any other other. And that, to me, is haq. Because haq, to me, is not a part of something. It doesn't look like something. It's not supposed to be like something. But in nature, it should be the other. So, in no matter what, when you're looking for it, turn the coin around, the other side as well. Right? Other. You said, this otherness is like this. Let me use the otherness to explain something to you. This otherness, when I'm talking about other, actually I'm not talking about the difference between this chair and that chair, because this is physical otherness. Let me talk about something. Talk about a living creature and a non-living creature. How other they are to each other. One has something which has nothing to do with the reality that it shares with the other one. Imagine a cat and a piece of a stone. Both exist in six dimension, now seven dimension. They both are real, they are this, that, right? So as a matter of fact, in a physical understanding of this universe, they are both the same. They exist in now, on the earth, they are visible to you. You can touch them both, right? But the difference is what? This one is alive, the other one is not. And if we are living somewhere that there is no living creature, there are only non-living creatures, and we want to explain the cat, what we say? The only thing we could say is that it's not like you know. It's not like this you understand. This is laid up. Because we want to talk about something in you, which is not that you that you understand. There is another you, which is holy part of you. And what can I say about the holy part? The only thing is to say it's non-physical. It's metaphysical. And we cannot say no more, could we? Because it's beyond the logic. You started with that. You said, he is like a spirit, and the world is like the body. Body has no good or bad. Good or bad goes to spirit. That's how he started this. A very long paragraph. First, he said, listen, it's like this. Not knowing is painful. And the path looks difficult, and I don't know, it looks like a tragedy, it attracts, it even makes me silly, because listen to me. Me, I'm started to like the pain I have in this. Could you imagine something like that? To enjoy the pain? Love is this. And suddenly you say, oh, stop it. I'm not complaining here. When I say the pain, I'm not complaining. I love it. Because that connects me. I don't want the pain to go away. And let me tell you what. Between me and my beloved, there is no wish. There is no difference. There is no this side and that side. Because this side and that side happens physically. I'm talking about the meaning. He said, in the quarter where our beloved is, where are we and I? I'm talking about the moment that the man and the woman will be one. You remember the man and the woman? And later we are going to see the man and the woman, and it's always man and a woman. And we always bring that in. Why? Because when we say man and a woman, we're talking about something else, aren't we? Let's say, I mention this pig and I eliminate the woman from my story. Then I'm talking about man. A man, a man, a man, a man. And everybody will understand what the man is, right? And someone, not like you, a female chauvinistic pig, will choose to eliminate the man. We'll talk about women, women, women. Okay? Could we have these two books and say, okay, now we know what's going on? When the third person will write a book about a man and a woman, is he talking about the same thing first two book were talking? First two book were talking about individualism. The third book is talking about co-working, coexistence. It's another thing, not that there are this and that only. That's why we talk about this man and a woman. Because we have two different parts, which both of them are the part of one thing. And one thing only, at the end of the day, I am me. So we bring in man and a woman because they are not separatable. Man is an animal. Woman is an animal. A man and a woman is humanity. You see, there's something else over there. Something more than physical existence of these two examples. And I would say, you know what? These two could become one. This one, the lady upstairs, could be changed easily. To do what? To be the good partner for the other one. What about the other one? Oh no, the other one shouldn't change. We know that. Why? Other side of the coin. That's how they work. They have the opposite of each other. The man should notice the woman and know the woman and love it. He didn't do that first, you remember? In the last story, we'll see the man will ignore the wife because it's a pain in the neck. Oh, a lot of time I've seen a lot of people, when they want to meditate, they try to eliminate the active brain over there, which is a part of me. It's the partner, inclusive, that stuff. So he talked about it in a very good fashion at the end, and say, when man and woman become one, that's you. When the units are wiped out, then that's you. Because we believe in the totality. At the end he said, you know what? God created me and we and blah, 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 because he wanted to play a game with himself. Because everything is happening in his idea. Everything belongs to that unified idea, because that changes the meaning of everything. Everything. In a way that you may not notice the change of it. Once upon a time, almost 70 years ago, humanity was in one of the pitfalls and were looking around for a solution without any success, because he had brought a genie out of the bottle and he didn't know what to do with it. This is the story of last century. What was the genie out of the bottle? Power. Suddenly, outcome of industrial revolution was military power. A man could dream about conquering the earth. How? Because they started it with gun and it worked. Two flagship ruined whatever historically was accumulated in China. Every place was a colony. And the sufferance was quite visible and man-made. Therefore, they reacted to it. How? By doubting whatever in human culture was, especially religion. They started to say, let's put aside all these nonsenses you talk. Let's talk about a godless universe. Let's be realistic.